Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
All righty, welcome to episode 10 of Ask Pat. We are in double digits now, which is awesome. And again, this is a show where I answer your questions, anything related to online business and entrepreneurship daily. And I am so stoked that you're here. Today's episode, I want to mention a resource that I use quite often. I've used it a few dozen times, actually, and that is Elance. Elance is a site where you can go and get hired help for stuff, and we're going to talk all about that today in the answer to today's question, which is asked by Matt. Now, if you do want to go through my affiliate link and get hooked up on Elance, you can go to smartpassiveincome.com/Elance. I will get paid a commission if you go through that link. You don't have to, but I'm just letting you know, being honest and upfront with you. So again, today's question is asked by Matt, and he asks about programming and where do you find them and how much will it cost? So let's hear from Matt right now.
Hi, Pat. I've created a website and it's doing pretty well, and I'm looking to expand my brand a little bit by creating a second site. However, this second site will require some programming that I do not know how to do. So my question is, where would you recommend that I start looking for programmers? And then roughly how much would you say I could expect to pay for a small one-time job from said programmers? Thanks.
Hey, Matt, thank you so much for your question. And even before I get into talking about hiring programmers and finding developers to help you, first of all, I think it's really awesome that you're doing so well that you are expanding your brand and you're creating a second website. And it's even cooler that you know that you need somebody else to do that help. So that means that you probably have these big grand ideas that you just don't know how to implement yourself. But also you've been and you're comfortable with letting go of a little bit of your business and having other people help you along the way. And the reason I mention this is because I had in the beginning, and I still struggle with this a lot, I had what Chris Ducker from ChrisDucker.com calls Superman syndrome. And I think all entrepreneurs experience this, especially in the beginning. We all feel like we can and should do everything on our own. And even if we don't know how to do those things, we should figure out how to do it on our own so we can implement them on our own. And I remember spending hours one day just trying to move an image from the left side of the page to the right side of my webpage. And it just took hours. And I was really happy that I finally figured out how to do it. But I had spent about 6.5 hours on YouTube learning how to do CSS and HTML just to figure this out when I could have just asked a friend or paid somebody $10 to do it in 5 minutes for me and probably do it a lot better and cleaner than I did. But you know, that was something I struggled with, was trying to let go of parts of my business that I knew other people could do and probably do a lot better and much faster than I could. Once I started experiencing what that was like, what getting outside help was like, it just changed pretty much the entire business world for me. My first experience was hiring someone to do voiceovers for me for an ebook. This was my very first ebook, my very first product I created online for greenexamacademy.com. It was a study guide, and the study guide did really well. And after the first month, I had some advice from some people who were successful online who said, "Hey, Pat, you should turn this ebook this written ebook that you have into an audio guide. And for 3 days, I recorded it using my own voice, and I listened to it afterwards, and it was terrible. It was like the worst audio you could ever hear. I mean, I used my like Logitech gamer speaker to record it, and it was just, I couldn't sell that thing. And I went back to my mastermind group where I got this advice, and they started laughing at me. They're like, "You trying to do this on your own? Like, you should have hired someone." And I was like, "You could do that? I didn't even know you could outsource these types of things." So I went on a site, which I'm going to talk about in just a second, more detail, called Elance.com, Elance.com. I found a voiceover person there to record my book for me. She did it in about 2 weeks and did it such high quality that I was so happy with it. I made up the cost of hiring this person within the first 2 days of sales. And it's just, it blew my mind that someone else did this for me, and I invested in a little bit of in myself or in my own business with the money that I had earned. So Matt, it's so cool that you know that you want to do this already. So getting into answering your question, you know, how much and where do you find these developers? How do you program or how do you find these programmers? How do you know that they're going to be good? And also, how much do you pay for them? You know, if you're going to do these one-off projects, I think it's really important to know that there are specific places to go. If you're just going to have people do something for you one time, there are like a lot of people, and including myself, have things that happen over and over and over again in our businesses. And a lot of times those are things that we can hand off to other people, if not have some type of software or program do those things automatically for us. And in that case, if you're having something done over and over again, or if you do something in your business again and again and again and again, it's smart to potentially hire some type of assistant, someone who's going to be part-time or full-time for you, who will learn about your business, who will understand these repetitive tasks that you need to do, and you can hand those tasks off. You can create procedure lists for those things so that people can do them the way you want them done, but then you can hand those off and not have to worry about those things, and you can focus on what you need to focus on. But if you're doing something one time, like creating a new website or developing an iPhone app, for example, you want to find a developer. And a great place to go to do this is, and I'm going to start with saying your existing network. Start with the people you know and ask the people you know if they know a programmer or developer they've worked with. Those are going to be the people who you want to tap into first, because you know, you already have that relationship with those people who have worked with these other people, these programmers and developers. And you know, you would, I mean, I think it's easy to say that, you know, you would much rather trust somebody that you know who has worked with somebody, as opposed to, you know, a website or, you know, tapping into a list of developers who you have no idea do, or you have no experience or connections with them at all. So start with your own network. Ask around, ask the people you know, the people you work with, your colleagues, and even your Facebook fans and Twitter followers, if you have them, you know, where they can go to for, or, you know, who might you use to program a website, and they might know somebody that can help you, or they might be somebody who can help you they're themselves. One of your fans or followers or somebody you know can actually help you. And a lot of times when I need quick help done, I'll ask my Twitter followers for a contact. And a lot of times those people are like, "Hey, I know how to do that. I'll help you out." And I'll often get a deeply discounted rate, or sometimes people will do those things for free or pro bono, you know, in exchange for, you know, some business advice or something. So that's where I would start. Secondly, if you don't have those contacts, or if you don't have that following already who could possibly help you out, I would definitely go to a site that I have a lot of experience with called Elance. There's actually two sites like this, Elance.com and Odesk.com. That's where you can go to get some really good hired help for a one-time job. And yes, you can work with those people more over time if you wanted to, but for one-off jobs, those are great places. On Elance.com, I've done things from voiceovers, like I said earlier, to legal help, to copywriting, to graphic design, logo design, and web programming, and iPhone application development. I actually have done over 50 different jobs on Elance and about over 20 jobs on Odesk. On Odesk, I hired someone to create what you can find at createaclickablemap.com. That was somebody who I hired who created that tool. That was from Odesk. And, you know, actually, those two companies have since merged. So, you know, you're actually getting twice as many developers and programmers to choose from for these different projects that you want to do. But for those of you who don't know, you know, when you have a project that you want done, say, for example, Matt, you have a website that you want designed, you go on Elance.com or Odesk.com, and there's other sites like Rent-A-Coder and I don't even know. I mean, there's a lot of them, but Elance and Odesk are the top two in my book. You go to these sites and you place a project and you write a job description and you actually sort of create a project that other developers can look for. And a lot of times these developers are subscribed to these lists and they get notifications when people sort of create jobs, new jobs in these different categories that they're following so that they get notified when there's a new opportunity. And what happens is these developers and programmers, some of them are solo, they work on their own, and some of them are part of companies, they will bid to work on your project. So you might get 10 to 20, sometimes even 50, depending on the job, you know, different people who will say, hey, I will do this job for you that you're talking about. I will help you out for X number of dollars. And you'll get a wide range of prices. Now, I will say, and this is the first tip, do not go with the lowest price ever. When I started doing iPhone application development, my buddy and I, we chose the lowest price, the lowest bidder. And it was a company from India. And, you know, I'm not saying all companies from India are bad, but we had a terrible experience with this company. And I think what they did is they completely underbid everybody else so they would capture our attention. We worked with them. And what was supposed to take 2 weeks took 3 months and four times more money than we had expected. And the quality was just not that good. And that company isn't on Elance anymore, thankfully. I think they just got completely bad feedback so much that they just quit because they had a bad reputation. And that's the second tip. If you're looking at these companies and they're bidding, you know, don't pick the lowest price, but also pick ones that have a great reputation. People leave feedback when they've worked with these companies, and you want to look to see what their reputation is like. What was the experience other clients have had working with those companies? And you can sort of get an honest idea of how it is to work with them. Another thing you want to do is actually message those companies. You can message the companies that you seem to be most interested in. So I would pick maybe 5 to 10 of those companies that place a bid on your project and who want to work with you, and message them. And you can judge how fast their response is, how well they communicate. You can even ask them for more items in their portfolio. Of course, you want to look at their portfolio, especially if you're doing web programming and design work or getting design work done. But that communication is really important. You can see how fast they respond, and you can sort of tell just based on that if that's somebody that you might want to work with. And another cool thing about Elance and Odesk is they go, I don't know if Odesk does this, but again, these two companies merged, so I'm not exactly sure where they're at right now. But as far as payments are concerned, you know, Elance, I know you can choose to pay through an escrow service. So you can pay escrow and then have the job done and then release that payment once that job is complete. If that job's not completed to your liking, you know, then you can file a dispute and you can, you know, escrow holds that money until something is solved, whether that service finally gets done the way it was supposed to, or you just get your money back because it wasn't done to your liking and they don't want to pursue it. But anyway, going through that feedback, going through their portfolio, messaging those companies who bid for your project, that's going to help you out so much. Now, as far as your last question, Matt, how much do you expect to pay for these companies? Well, it depends. It depends on the type of job that you want done and how long it'll take, how extensive it is. And, you know, you will get a range from, it's hard to know exactly what you need done. I mean, it obviously sounds like you need something that's going to take a little bit more expertise and effort. So it might be a little bit on the higher end. And I've done projects between $50 to $5,000 on Elance and Odesk. I will say and be honest with you, the site that I did for createaclickablemap.com, that ran about $2,000. And I've since made up that cost for what that service does, which is pretty cool. But that's how much that one costs, just for those of you, if you want a baseline. I mean, that costs about $2,000 to do. And that's a little bit of a complicated program where people can create links and put them on a map and download the script to put that map on their own website and have people click their state or their country to have it open up a specific page on their website. But anyway, Matt, I hope that answer helps you. There's a lot of information there, and I wanted to give as much to you and to everyone else out there as possible. I do have affiliate links, actually, if you are interested in going through those companies, Elance and Odesk. That's smartpassiveincome.com/Elance or smartpassiveincome.com/Odesk. Those are my affiliate links, which means I do get a commission if you go through those links at no extra cost to you, which is awesome. So thank you so much in advance if you go through those. You don't have to go through those, but you know, hopefully that helps you. Matt, good luck to you in your second project. I'd love to hear from you in the future to see how that goes and what you got working on, what you got going on. And if you have any specific questions about your project that you need help on, feel free to email me. And we could talk about it. I could help you out. For those of you listening, guess what? Matt is actually going to get an Ask Pat t-shirt for having his question featured here on Ask Pat. And if you have a question of your own, head on over to askpat.com. Leave your question. If your question gets featured here on the show, I will send you a t-shirt and, of course, answer your question too for you and for everyone out there who you are helping by asking that question. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Hope to see you in the next episode. Awesome. Thank you so much for listening to episode 10 of Ask Pat. And as a reminder, you can head on over to Elance.com or go through my affiliate link at smartpassiveincome.com/Elance if you'd like to check out that service. I've used it dozens of times, from anything from, you know, web design help to voiceovers to legal help, even bookkeeping, all those sorts of things. So again, smartpassiveincome.com/Elance. Thank you so much. And I want to leave you with a quote from Steve Jobs, which relates to today's episode, and that is, design is not just what it looks like and feels like. Design is how it works. So don't just pay a programmer or designer to make something look cool. Make sure it actually works too. So hook up with all of the right analytics and programs and things that you that'll help you understand that this design is actually working. Because if it looks good but doesn't get you the results that you want, then it's no good. So keep that in mind. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace.
Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.